100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Sunday morning, weekly challenge. I'm still not feeling well. I haven't walked on the treadmill for like 2 days because of this. So, yeah. Right. I should probably just get this started. We've got John Musico, Jeffrey Fisher, Richard, Lizzie, Jerry, Serendipity, Tura, Tom, Norvo Joe, Muncie. We got Jennifer joining in, and Zachman. Oh, and Planet Z. So, I'm going to let the folks introduce themselves in the pieces. If they forget, they'll remember next time. And, yeah. Oh, I got to tell you, this is the uncommon cold, I guess. I'll see you on the flip side. Let's get started with John Musico.
Hopeless by John Musico. Dr. Analytico's patient, Mildred, worried she was depressed. He asked, "If you won the lottery, what would you think? What would you feel?" Mildred's eyes took on a faraway gaze.
"Oh, that would be wonderful. I'd get out of debt, help my kids pay for school, as I always wanted to, get a maid, so many things."
The psychiatrist announced confidently, "You are not depressed. The difference between depression and simply being bummed out is anhedonia. Wanting is absent in true depression." Mildred sighed her relief audibly and calmly told Dr. Analytico she's bummed she can't pay for the visit.
Good morning. This is Jeffrey Fisher here for week 481 on the topic of hopeless. I've got two stories for you. My first story is called The Curve. Adam licked the back of his pencil. He needed an 85 on this test to pass his calculus course. Too many nights farting around instead of studying, compounding his innate lack of understanding of the subject, had gotten him to this point. He flipped the exam to page 1. "Integrate 6x to the 5th minus 18x squared plus 7dx," read the first question. He flipped the page back again. This was hopeless. He stood and walked from the exam room. When Adam failed the course, his professor pointed out that an 85 still wouldn't have helped. "Son, you need around 130 of 100 to pass the course. You're no good at calculus, but your basic math skills aren't all that great either." And my second story is called Hopeless Romantic. A hopeless romantic, Dalton always imagined he would find his soulmate if he just looked long enough. Unfortunately, Dalton was short, plump, and balding prematurely, with thick spectacles, and his idea of a suitable match was a willowy blonde with a million-watt smile and endless legs. Dalton's latest mission involved a one-named model with a half-dozen degrees to her name. When he made his intentions clear, so did she. Dalton slunk away, as he had so many times before. A hopeless romantic indeed. He was certainly romantic, and he was most certainly hopeless. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, this is Richard. And two stories this week on the topic of a hopeless situation. The first one is called Hero. It's one of the great movie standbys. The hero, having succeeded against impossible odds, faces the final test of character and heroism. A hopeless situation. Inevitably, somebody is going to die, and equally inevitably, it's going to be the hero. sacrificing his own life for the greater good, saving the planet and the day. I have to be honest. No matter how desperate the circumstances, you'll never find me volunteering to be that hero. I'll be the one keeping my head down, staying in the background and demonstrating no survival skills whatsoever. Heroes die, but I'll survive. And here's my second story. It's called Moment of Truth. It was a hopeless situation. How had things come to this? All eyes of the crowd were focused on him. He could feel their gaze burning into him as a bead of sweat trickled slowly down the back of his neck. So much hinged on his answer, and he had no idea whether this would prove to be the worst decision he would ever make. The pressure was overwhelming. The man stood before him, repeated the question in a stern, imperious tone. He responded, eyes clenched tightly shut. "I do." "Then I now pronounce you husband and wife." That's it. All done. All finished for this week. With any luck, I'll make it through to next week, so until then, goodbye and have a good one.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It's called Hopeless Conversation. Mary and Patrick named their daughter Joan. Joan married Anthony and had a baby girl they named Andrea. Andrea partnered Rosie and adopted baby Mary. Mary married Patrick. They had a daughter they named Joan. Joan got married to Anthony and had a baby girl. Wait a second. There's something wrong with this. Genealogy doesn't go in circles. If you tell me their baby was called Andrea... No, she was called Hopeless. What a cruel name to give to a child. Not at all. They were hoping for less of a circular family history. Get it? Jeez, what a dumbass. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Hopefully slightly more inspired than this week. Okay. Bye-bye. There ain't nothing like an Oklahoma morning. Nothing like it when you're feeling low.
Well, good evening, Lawrence. It is a wonderful day in Oklahoma, and I just got off the tennis courts after 4 hours of drill, and I am exhausted. But I still have enough energy to send you 100 words about a hopeless situation. Let's get on with it. I play a lot of tennis. USTA matches several evenings each week, 4-hour drill on Friday, and my Saturday morning tennis group of 30 friends. I have several online MMOs that I do in the evenings with my friends that can't survive any battle without me. My wife has stuff for me to do, and then there is my writing. My blog, Lucky and Good, where I write about economics and risk-taking, and of course, the 100-word challenge. This is really a hopeless situation, and sometimes I have to drop something. Sorry, Lawrence, you lost the coin toss last week.
Well, these wheels only turn so fast, and I've got to stop every now and then for gas. But this horse trailer slows me down, but it won't be long till
back in town, and I wish that I was already there, holding you close, smelling your hair. But I guess I'm gonna have to make do. But at least till I get back to you, I got Oklahoma City on the radio. Well, I'm close to home, no matter how far I go. 'Cause I got Oklahoma City on the radio.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Welcome to the Anxiety Helpline. You will now be presented with a number of options. Please select a reason for your call. If human contact makes you anxious, please hold to speak to an operator. If dealing with machines makes you anxious, please press 1. You have chosen option 1. Are you sure that's the right choice? Press the appropriate key to respond. You have selected an incorrect option. Please hold. You are currently in a queue. Please hold. Please hold. I'm sorry. We cannot take your call at the moment. Thank you for calling the Anxiety Helpline.
Tura Brazoino here, with a story about a hopeless situation. After weakening me with red kryptonite, my enemies had pulverized my body with a nuclear explosion, consumed the residue with molecular acid from a hive of xenomorphs, and divided the fuming remains among several nuclear reactors to be dispersed into deep interstellar space. But Superman laughs at such material inconveniences. With subtle psionic tendrils, I began slowly collecting material for a new body, atom by atom, hidden in a place I shall never disclose, lest my enemies in the past discover my words with machines that see the future. For Superman, there is no such thing as a hopeless situation.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. Movement. Anima passes Danny to take the 18th place, a mere 13 stories from taking the 17th place, currently held by TJ. Muncie becomes a double iron monkey with 200 stories in a row. Lizzie has 97 in a row. just 3 shy. Tura needs just 6 more stories. With the inclusion of Tura and Lizzie, we will have 14 Iron Monkeys. Pretty damn cool. Story total, 7,810. Story average, 16.24. And my story this evening is called, What Price Your Soul? Feeling overwhelmed? Do you wonder if you can go on another day? Well, we at Hopeless Situations understand. We feel your pain. No, that the answer doesn't lie in wealth, or fame, or power. If it did, you would have had lawyers, guns, and money to get you out of this. No, dear friend, you are up to your eyeballs in fire ants, covered in honey, buried in the Texas panhandle. With one simple call to Hopeless Situations, the unsurmountable is dispersed. The unresolvable becomes resolute. Our operators are waiting. Should you be? Hopeless Situations, a J. Faust International Company. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 480 with the prompt of A Hopeless Situation. Here's my story. Buford, the agent said, pulling her chair close to him. The scent of her perfume filled his head, and he felt his reserve begin to crack. This doesn't have to be a hopeless situation. Answer a few of our questions so we can know you'll be straight with us. Play straight with me and I'll play straight with you, Buford said, leaning away from her. You haven't told me who you are or who you represent. Okay, she said, sitting up straight. My name is Aphasia, and I work with the Bureau of National Despair. Now, what is in the box? Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Greetings, hound dogs. Munzee here with a story to tell. A story from deep inside, one that cannot be denied. And yet, by the time the cock crows, you shall have denied it 3 times. Hopelessness, by Christopher Monroe. When you're feeling down and out, as though the world were hopeless, remember. The world was here before you were born, and it will remain long after your death. It survived ice ages, comets, mass extinction events, global warming and cooling, and through each crisis, Earth abides. Through each new crisis presented, Earth will abide. Earth will survive any trouble we will throw at it. Of this I have no doubt. And it will barely notice your own private problems. We simply won't necessarily survive with it. The world, my friend, is full of hope. It is merely we who are hopeless. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. That's my little tale of woe, hound dogs. Now get out there and start denying it.
Hi, everyone. This is Jennifer from Vancouver, Canada, and here is my story on the topic of a hopeless situation. Jody arrived just after recess with her mother and the principal in tow. Standing at the doorway, the principal waved our teacher over. They huddled for a moment before he turned back to the class. Boys and girls, today will be Jody's last day. Why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're going and why? Well, my mother and I are moving to the city. My parents had a big fight last night, and now they're getting a divorce. I sat terrified, knowing that my mother was leaving my father next week for the exact same reason. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Jennifer from Canada.
This is Zach Mann. Here goes. I can explain an equipment malfunction fire, but I have to explain a big hole in the wall next to a door, which will be easier than explaining the trebuchet. I begged my boss not to do what he did, but he wanted to save money on heating and cooling, as do I, but I insisted the last thing you want to do is put a keep door closed at all times sign up in a room full of engineers, because a door that may not be opened is a wall. I think I should propose a revolving door policy.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There she was, passed out on the bed. Drank too much, or maybe it was the pills. I poked her foot. No response. I tickled the sole of her foot. Still no response. She was breathing. I turned her on her side, so if she threw up, she wouldn't choke on her vomit. I stayed up all night, reading. Well, most of the night. I must have fallen asleep. The campus police woke me up. Someone had attacked her before I found her, and thought I did it. He wore a condom. No DNA. No good deed, I suppose.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of a hopeless situation, which, is... One more day. I've got to do some shadowing of someone in marketing on Monday, and then Tuesday, and I don't want to get them sick, but I think I'm almost over this. And then if I don't do the shadowing, well, there's hack sessions that I'd have to go to, and I'd get even more people sick. I'll just keep drinking the orange juice and pounding the NyQuil and using up boxes and boxes of Kleenex and all that chicken soup. And they always say drink plenty of fluids, but what else are you going to do with it? Bathe in plenty of fluids or drink lots of solids? You know, that's not smart. You can catch more stories at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com or all the sites that people sent in that I've linked in the show notes. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And as always, keep it brief.